Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Good morning, special edition of Charlotte Sports Today. Grace Grill, Jeff Rickard with you. Colin Hoggard going to be along for really the other Charlotte Sports Day. I guess we got two all week long, Flounder. We'll be here from 8 to 10. Grace and I will be for the rest of the week. Boys are on vacation. They'll be back next week after the first of the year. We've got the Duke's Mayo Bowl coming up tonight, West Virginia and North Carolina. And Flounder, real quick before I get back to Grace, speaking of North Carolina, last year, the Heels are on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Everybody's picking them to be a front runner for being national champions. They fade and kind of go into the background, have a few changes during the offseason. And then this year, Duke comes back, and with all their new additions and second year for John Shire, everybody's expecting big things from them. And now it's North Carolina that's playing the best basketball. In fact, they beat number 7 Oklahoma at the Jumpman Invitational. What's up with Heel basketball right now?
Oh, well, you know, it's a team that is definitely just more together. It's a team that I think has guys that are hungry on it, guys that have been places before, like Harrison Ingram, Cormac Ryan, but at schools that weren't really all that great, didn't make the tournament a lot. So you're seeing guys that have a fire to them that the team just lacked last year. You know, just watching the game that Carolina played the other night against Oklahoma, one of the plays that stuck out to me was a simple foul. Armando Bacot gets knocked to the floor. I mean, Harrison Ingram and Cormac Ryan come sprinting like they're the Secret Service to lift him up off the floor. Like last year, I mean, there were times guys got knocked to the floor and literally their teammates are walking the other way away from them down the court. Just, you got to get up yourself. So it's a different mindset. It's a group that's more together. And I think Hubert Davis is probably feeling more confident in himself. You see him coaching a lot more aggressively, you know, where last year and even his first year, he was kind of a quieter guy. Certain games he'd get fired up for. But I feel like now you're seeing a guy that's comfortable in his own shoes, and it's really paying dividends. This team is so much fun to watch, and that's really the thing I'm most happy about, because the last couple of years it was tough at times.
Well, it's been fun to watch so far this year, and you kind of think that Duke is going to get it together, Grace, for the second half of the season, getting ready for, you know, going headlong into conference play. And if so, man, we could have some great, maybe we get one of those classic three meetings this year between Duke and North Carolina. You count the ACC tournament.
Yeah, I'm looking. Also, speaking of Duke, I'm looking it up. Yeah, I got it right. It's Saturday. Queens. Duke has Queens.
There you go.
Right here in Charlotte. So a little shout out to the Queens Royals.
Which has been great because, you know, Charlotte's had an opportunity to see both basketball teams early in the year after that.
That's right. Nice. That's right, yeah. But to Anthony, I can't call you Flounder. I'm sorry.
You call me whatever feels comfortable for you. Yeah.
To Anthony's point, like, I mean, look at a guy. I know we're going to get into the college athletics world in just a bit, but to that point of being together, look at a guy like Armando Bacot, who he's coming back because he wants to play for this team and wear the UNC Argyle and everything. And like that says something and sets a tone when a leader like that cares so much about a program.
No, it's true. And I think it's going to be fun. I think we're in for a treat for college basketball this year, and I'm here for it. I can't wait for it. And look, don't be surprised if along the way, North Carolina State upset some apple carts. I'm not saying that they'll win the ACC or go deep into the NCAA tournament or anything crazy like
Clemson
that.
Clemson looks good too.
But I could see them causing some problems, Flounder, for people in conference play.
Well, yeah, I mean, they'll definitely be, I think they're a tournament team. I don't really know how much better they are than last year. I think they're probably in that same range. They've got good guard play. DJ Burns, the biggest thing is, can he?
I love watching him play.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, he is an interesting player to watch because there's not many guys that are built like him in modern college basketball, but he's effective. To Grace's point, Clemson, I think, is really good.
Yeah.
PJ Hall is just a monster. I mean, he, outside of RJ Davis, is probably the best player in the conference. So I think that'll be an interesting team to watch. And I'm not out on Miami. I know there are people that are a little worried about their start. Man, Jim Larrañaga has done such a great job there. They always seem to find good guard play. Guys will wake up. That team will start scoring the basketball at a high level. So I think the ACC is going to be really interesting. But I think you're right, Jeff. We're starting to see. I'm feeling at this point, if you had twisted my arm right now, I think we might see three matchups between Carolina and Duke. Possibly four. Who knows? Maybe they meet in the tournament again. I hope not. I can't take that anymore. My heart.
We'll wait and see. You know, it's interesting. I kind of made an innocent remark, I thought, on social media yesterday. People were arguing about bowl games, whether there's too many of them and they should just make them go away now that we have the college football playoff moving forward. And my thought is, why? I don't understand. Maybe you can help me out, Grace. You're a little bit younger than I am. Why would anybody be mad that there's a college football game that gives an opportunity for college football players who've been busting tail all year long to go do something fun, get a few more weeks of practice in to help the program out, and to kind of get yourself ready and get a head start for next year, go get several nice gifts, whether it's watches or Sony PlayStations or whatever the bowl is offering. They take care of kids. You get a nice trip out of the deal. You get an experience you'll have for a lifetime. Why would anybody be mad at that experience if they're not paying for it?
Yeah, it's beyond me. I mean, either you like to play football or basketball or whatever said sport that you play, or you don't. And I mean, I know so many friends of mine that played football, baseball, basketball in college that they're just like, what I would give to be able to play one more game. And it's just, but that's not the culture these days. Like, these kids are given everything and they take everything for granted. And there's an expectation. Like, kids today expect things without working for it. And that's out of sports in general. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's another opportunity for you to go play football. And it's, do you like playing football? Because if you don't like playing football, then what are we doing?
But even people, and generally, I'm guessing most of them didn't play college sports when they're attacking these bowls and saying how stupid they are online and who cares about watching 2 6-6 teams and all those kinds of things. Like, if it's not your jam, don't watch it. Just turn it off and go do something else.
Yeah, then why do you care?
But I find myself watching. I might not watch the entire game of some of these bowl games, but I'll watch for a series or two, and maybe it hooks me in and I stay a little longer. Maybe it doesn't. I go on to watching a basketball game or something, or even a movie or whatever it happens to be. But to just out of hand say, oh, there's no point. Well, obviously, you know, people are making fun of the Pop-Tarts Bowl, and I don't know why. First of all, Who truly
deep I love Pop-Tarts.
Down doesn't love a Pop-Tart? Let's be honest.
I know. I think I told you. I think you guys were having a conversation on it the other day, and I said the cookies and cream ones, put them in the freezer. You can thank me later. They're
I didn't hear that.
So good.
I didn't hear that. I'm a huge Pop-Tart fan. Always love Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I love Pop-Tarts.
And if I'm going to step out on how I try to usually eat healthy, Pop-Tart is often on the menu. I'm not going to lie. And I know that the guys in the morning love Pop-Tarts. And yet Pop-Tart seems to be taking slings and arrows for putting out money and sponsoring a game where over 150 college athletes get to play one more game. And I don't understand why people would be mad about it.
I mean,
that.
I get where people are coming from. Like, it has. I do think the amount of them is excessive because, like, I think we ran into this problem this year where it's like we didn't even have enough six-win teams to fill a bowl game, which I do think it should be. While you want to see football, like if you're a fan of the game, you just want to have football on. Like, it's, you know, like when, for me, it's baseball season. Like, when baseball season's over, I'm like, oh man, it's like 3 o'clock and I'd really love to just like listen or watch a baseball game. But I do think that there does need to be a little bit of like a standard. Like, it should be somewhat of a privilege to make a bowl game and do that. And I do think there are maybe a little bit too many of them, but I see it both
ways. But tell
ways.
That to the kids that are playing, because I was a, and I tell this to people all the time, I'm not going to tell you that I was a big-time college athlete, but I was part of a Division II college team that got to play in two national championships, and we did have playoffs, and we had to win quarterfinals and semifinals to get to the championship game and all that stuff. All I know was, after every subsequent win, as a at best part-time player on a Division II school that had some success, I couldn't wait to get to another practice the next Monday, Grace, and I don't understand why other people can't see that.
Well, I think some of the people that were maybe chirping you on social media were just coming, maybe they didn't play football, they weren't a college athlete, where they don't understand it from that perspective, and they're just, they're strictly speaking from the consumer end of it.
Yeah, I suppose, and maybe they get caught up in the very tiny 0.5% of guys that are going to miss a game because they're trying to get ready for their draft prospects and don't want to get hurt, but that is so few. The rank and file member of college football, I guarantee if you talk to them, they just want to play one more game and go to one more practice. I can almost guarantee you that.
Yeah, I don't deny that. But I'm saying my point is I don't think it's the player. You think it's the players that are saying that?
No, I think it's the general public, and I don't understand why they would even be mad at the opportunity to have another bowl game on that you could decide whether you A, want to watch or don't want to watch. But why would you be mad that it's there?
Honest opinion, I just think people need something to complain about.
Oh, there we go.
I really do just think what are we mad about today? There's just some people that wake up and it's like they need something to complain about, and it's like, okay, you pray for those people and move on.
I can only imagine the amount of people you get on social media that just want to complain about something all the time, right? And when you win an argument, I imagine they just default to, oh, well, you're a woman, what do you know, right?
Oh,
that's a good one. That's such a weak one. Wow. But you know, to be honest with you, and I'm going to knock on wood.
But you know you've won the argument when that comes out, right?
I try not to argue on social. To be honest with you, I actually hate social media. And the only reason I'm any somewhat active on it is because of my job. Like, if I was not in media, I probably would not be on social media. Because it's just like the devil's playground. Like, it's just so, it means nothing.
Yeah. I know. I'm just curious, because no greater fans of college football can be found in the land than Anthony and Josh. How do you guys feel about the abundance of college bowl games? Does it bother you guys at all that 6-6 teams get to play one more game?
It bothers Fitty. Fitty can't stand it.
Why?
I got to be honest. I don't really care. Like last night, I watched.
But not caring is fair.
Yeah,
I
mean,
okay. Like, that's
kind of where
okay,
I'm at.
Okay, let the kids play.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's definitely the thing that's hurt bowl games more than anything is not the players that sit out for NFL draft decisions. The transfer portal being where it is what really kills. That's I mentioned earlier how many players are out for Carolina. Majority of the guys that are out are due to transfer portal. So they're in the transfer portal. They're not going to play. Now, there are some guys that enter and still play, but it's very, very few. So basically what it is it's a spring game, and it's not even with your full roster for next year. So, I mean, look, the practices are incredibly valuable. We've heard coaches talk about it before. You need that extra practice time. It really does help. And, I mean, take Carolina, for example. They get a really good look at Connor Harrell. Is he your guy, or are you going to have to go with Max Johnson eventually? That's where you get the benefit. And you mentioned, I mean, it's a trip. It's a bonding experience with your team. And, you know, you get to collect some great gifts. I mean, some of them probably aren't as great as they used to be. You mentioned PlayStation. I don't believe they sponsor a bowl game anymore. So now, I mean, yeah, you get, what, a lifetime supply of Pop-Tarts? Like, I would love that. But some of the players, I mean, maybe not, right? They're supposed to be in shape. Like, can they eat Pop-Tarts?
I think one of my research
projects today. The
nutritionist
is losing their mind right now.
Oh, they're very angry. Very disappointed.
I think one of my research projects today is to try and go through and find some of the fringe benefits that these college athletes are getting for these bowl games, which are, you know, it's not like they're getting rich off them, but there's usually some pretty nice gifts where the guys are like, oh, that was cool.
Well,
I didn't realize I was going to be getting that.
Let me ask you this. Does that maybe have a play into why, like, okay, the bowl games don't mean anything, so that's why these kids are opting out, because they treat it like a spring game, where maybe if we did make the bowl games more exclusive and elite, do you think even if they are not coming back and they are going to, you know, prepare for the combine, if we make it more exclusive and elite, I think maybe that puts a different precedent on the game, and maybe they do play. But because that's not how it's viewed anymore, where it's like, well, it doesn't really matter, because like you said, it's like a spring game, where maybe that's a way to fix that in the wild, wild west of where NIL and transfer portal is right now.
Yeah. We'll talk more about this and get a lot of feedback on the text line coming up in just a moment here. We'll kind of pass that along to you as well, because people are very, believe it or not, not as active as normal, Flounder, but people still getting in on the text line on this holiday week, which it's nice to see.
That's right. The Carolina Men's Clinic text line as well.
That's right. For at least another week. I know that.
There we go.
We'll drop that by you in a moment as we continue on Sports Radio 92.7 WFNZ.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning and welcome into Charlotte Sports Today. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. Colin will be taking over for another edition of the regular Charlotte Sports Today coming up at 10 o'clock. Grace Grill from Queen City News and I will be together for the rest of the week from 8 until 10 as the guys enjoy some much-needed time off. And Travis tends to Mabel, who's getting healthier and healthier by the chicken nugget, Grace.
That's good to hear. We were worried about his pup last week.
Yeah, she went, but she seems to bounce back every time. She'll stop eating and things don't look good. He goes to the vet. They give her something. He starts, and 2 days later, he's back to giving her Chick-fil-A and things of that nature. So I think it's an excuse for him to go get what he wants, and he just kind of feeds her off of whatever he gets.
Hey, that works too.
So that's all good. In the meantime, did you get like a favorite gift this past week? Anything that was like, oh, that was really cool?
Oh, man. So this is my mom, because I was down here for Christmas by myself, and my mom had shipped my presents to me, but the package didn't get here. There was two packages, and only one got here, and the big package that she said had all the good gifts in it did not arrive, and so we're still waiting on that package to get here. But
still?
Yeah, hopefully it comes today, but she was like, I can't believe it didn't come. But no, I had a really good Christmas. I have the best parents in the world, so they always take care of me.
Awesome. I got a lot of clothes is what I got, which is fine with me.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that. And also, something I'll maybe bust out on Friday, I got a board game of a game that I play on the radio all the time about Florida Man. So maybe we'll investigate some of those questions.
A board game?
Goes. Yes. I can't wait to see what it is and what it's about. I haven't opened it.
Is it like charades? Like you have to act out?
In my mind, I'm thinking like Cards Against Humanity.
Oh,
although I may have to look at it first because it does say 21 plus.
Oh yeah,
that's,
I don't
that's
know
usually what that means.
Okay, I don't think we can do that on the air, but
well,
sure,
there might be some we can get.
Okay,
to.
Yeah,
we'll have to check that out. But we always play a game called Florida, North Carolina, Kentucky, and I name a story, and you have to tell me where that story is from, and it's usually from Florida. It's usually the most crazy thing you can think of, right?
That checks out.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. Although North Carolina is very rarely in there. We don't have a lot of crazy in North Carolina, do we, Flounder?
No, not really. I mean, most of it's in Raleigh with the NC State fan base, but, it's all right.
Oh, man.
Leave it to Anthony to slide in a little dig.
Come on.
Right
you
there.
Open
Look,
the door.
I got everybody calling
you
Anthony on the air now.
Oh, man. Where did you? How did you end up getting the nickname Flounder?
Can
we say that on the air?
Yes, believe it or not, a listener gave me that. They suggested it. My guys then remembered that was actually the name of the pledge from Animal House.
Animal House, yes.
And so they rolled with it. And
I'm not going to tell you. So do you know what I think of?
What?
I know
Little
exactly.
Mermaid.
I know exactly what you think of.
Well, that's just generational right there.
I mean,
now, have you ever seen Animal House?
I do know Animal House. I do, but that wasn't my first.
I just want to know, tell you how times have changed. We got to watch Animal House our last day of high school in my English class.
Dude, that was one cool teacher.
I'm telling you.
Wait, that's the toga party,
yes.
Right? That's that
yes.
movie.
Yes, John Belushi.
That's like one of my dad's favorite movies.
And I just want to know if our Flounder has a really cool car that we can go and use for weekend trips.
I do right now. I have my rental truck. Apparently, I look very Bailey-esque when I pull up in that.
There we go.
In that cruiser. So, yeah, it's nice.
Grace, are you riding with a functional vehicle or something that you really like is kind of sexy? What do you think?
Both. I have the Jeep that I have had since I was 17 years old.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
And I love that thing. It's still holding on, but I...
Have you named it?
Yeah. It's not that I like referenced it a lot, but it's a reference in my family of his name's Jack.
Okay.
Jack the Jeep.
Are you, I have to ask this question because I've seen this all over social media. Are you like one of the Jeep duckers or whatever?
No.
Okay. All right.
Oh my gosh. Wait. So speaking of Christmas and funny stories, so my brother recently got a Jeep and my sister, we all have Jeeps. Me, my brother, and my sister all have Jeeps. And my brother's one of those people that is so hard to shop for because he doesn't ask for anything. And it's like, well, what can we get you? And so as a stocking stuffer, my sister got him one of those ducks. I mean, I've seen it, but I didn't understand quite the culture of it. And it's like a, I don't know if it's a cowboy or something, but it's got like a rifle with it too. And so he opens it up, but he's not in the duck culture as well of whatever that is. So he opens up this, this present and it's like a rubber duck. And he's like, what the hell, right? He had no idea. And she's like, it's for your Jeep.
I'm sure that made it all better
to watch him.
There you go.
No, I like that. And it's funny when it comes to cars. I have officially reached the point in my life where I'm really just looking for functionality and economy. I tell the story a couple of years ago. I had a really nice Mercedes SUV that I had worked up to and traded in. Yeah, but it had taken a long time.
What a show off.
It had taken a long time to get there, and it was nice. It was used. Yeah. I don't buy brand new cars anymore because it's just a waste of money. And it was a nice used car that I got at a good price, and it was time for its like 60,000-mile checkup. And the checkup itself was like $800, and you have to put premium gas in there. And I was just like, I'm just wasting money at this point. I like the car. It's nice. I sold it. I went and got a Ford Escape hybrid. I get 43 miles to the gallon now, and it cost me about $28 to $30 to fill up maybe twice a month, and I'm happy as a clam.
My Jeep still has roll-down windows, and I love it.
Like the crank windows?
Oh, yeah.
My first truck used to have those, too.
Yeah. There's something, and people always, they make fun of me. They're like, you, like, drive this old Jeep. I'm like, I love that old Jeep, just because I'm like, I got it when I was 17. Like, there's so many memories of where that Jeep has taken me and everything. I'm sentimental like that. But the roll-down windows, I'm like, well, you know what? If I ever, God forbid, would, you know, something happen, I go into a lake, I can get out. I've seen all those movies where they can't get out. I can
pull
down the window.
Pull a Michael Scott. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Oh, man. So, anyway, I hope everybody had a good Christmas and got everything they wanted. Fort Mill Niner checking in on the Carolina Men's Clinic text line. It's actually the WFNZ text line presented by Carolina Men's Clinic. And he says he got Canes tickets. Hopefully we fix our goaltending inconsistency before they go to the game. Well, they better do that in a hurry, Flounder, because that's been the one thing that's been a little bugaboo for them.
Yeah, has not been pretty so far this year. But, I mean, it's getting better. Korchenkov's playing a little bit better. Hopefully they got you tickets to a game against an opponent that is terrible. I always, especially if it's your first game, right? You always want to see your team win your first game that you go to. But no, that's cool, man. I think I've been there before. Now, I've been on the other side. I was wearing my Henrik Lundqvist jersey. But it's a great environment, especially in recent years. So that'll be really cool.
I have not been to a Canes game yet, but I hear it's awesome.
Oh, you got to be a. Man. Are you a Penguins fan?
Oh, I have to say yes because it was my uncle. My uncle Ben would not be too happy with me.
Maybe it's a great time though.
Maybe on a night when Grace doesn't have to do Charlotte Sports Live, maybe the three of us can go check out a Canes game.
There we go.
Have you been to the Checkers yet?
Oh yeah. I'm from Hershey. Okay, so funny story about that. I'm from Hershey, Pennsylvania, which is a huge hockey town.
That's right.
And most storied franchise in AHL history.
Well, there we go.
Have the most Calder
Don't know
Cups.
How much of a brag that is, but sure, wear it.
Okay, we are. We're going to wear that. And so it was so funny. I was interviewing Jordy Kinnear, and the first thing they said, I guess, when I met him for the first time last year, they're like, oh, she's from Hershey. And I was like, so am I allowed in the building or no?
Oh, yeah.
It was just this thing. But yeah, that was it's nice because I get to see them play every year because they're down here in Charlotte.
I think that Hershey is who they lost in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, right? Hershey won it last year.
Yeah.
Grace was the only one in Charlotte celebrating. Okay.
Yeah.
I like the Checkers. I do. We go. I have off on Wednesday, so we go to the Wednesday Dollar Beer Night. That's awesome.
Oh, there we go.
Flounder, we need to find a Wednesday Canes game. We can go up to Raleigh and just have a good time, the three of us.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maybe Fig can go, too. We could even bring him.
He doesn't like hockey.
Well, then we won't take him.
There you go.
People say that until, like, hockey is so much better in person.
Yes, 100%. First of all, it's the only sporting event that you know you're going to, guaranteed won't sweat because it's cold. Always cold. I love it.
Never thought of that before.
I'm telling you. Like, you can actually, you wear a sweater if you're wearing a jersey, and you're never cold. It's amazing.
Interesting.
Or
Film
never
guy
hot.
Just
Excuse me.
Texted and said, just caught the last part of the conversation, so this may be a repeat miss here. But I think for UNC fans, this is absolutely a spring game type feel and a look into the future. West Virginia, on the other hand, this is a reset. The past 4 years have been brutal for their fans. This team was projected to be in last place, and the coach was fired after the season is what they were thinking about. If the Mountaineers win this one, it'll be viewed as a great foundation going towards the future. I know the coach and team really want this one because they want a ninth win. I think, yes, the luster is off, but bowls come down to perspective. To me, it's just another chance for kids to play a football game. It's another chance for us to maybe watch an interesting game on TV. I'm not mad at bowl games at all, Flounder.
No, I mean, it's, yeah, there's definitely different motivations. I think, like I said earlier, I think there will be motivation for a lot of Carolina's players because you're going to see a lot of guys that haven't played before that want to prove that they are worthy of being on the two deep next year, potentially even starting. So you'll have that angle. I think that will probably allow Carolina to stay in the game. But yeah, you're talking about a team in West Virginia that finished tied for fourth in the Big 12. Very competitive conference again this season. One of the better running teams in the entire country. Fourth in rushing per game, 234 yards. So going up against Carolina's run defense, which has not been great, and then being able to run the ball, combined with the motivation of having a 9-win season after being an afterthought I think that probably serves West Virginia very well.
Yeah, Mac Brown talked about that yesterday, about he was just worried about how they were going to stop their run, and they're out there, their top tackler, right?
Yeah, Cedric Gray is going to the NFL, so they're going to have Amari Campbell, a lot of potential. But I mean, yeah, true freshman starting his first game. It'll be real interesting. I think Carolina's got to create some turnovers in this game. If they could do that, I think they've got a chance, but, we'll have to see.
Kitman Eric texting in, hey guys, I like bowl games cause I can bet on more games. Ha ha. Have to bet on damn San Jose State and Eastern Michigan to get pummeled. Okay.
Geez, I think he can sit some out, man. Come on.
Yeah. Even,
some of those games you might want to sit out. As we get into the better teams.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Even I sit some out towards the end of the season. It's okay. It's not bad.
And you're doing well, right?
I had an okay weekend.
Okay.
I won on Bet Underdog. That was good. But I was in a championship game in one of my fantasy football leagues.
Ooh.
And at the last minute, I decided to replace Puka Nacua with DK Metcalf, because I figure there's more touchdown upside with Metcalf.
What a horrible decision.
Well, Metcalf did score a touchdown, and he had a decent game, but Nacua went off, and I lost by 3 points.
Oh.
So I still made money on the year I paid for Christmas, so that was good, right?
Oh, there you go.
So that was not bad. Grace, I don't think you don't go down those roads, do you?
I'm not a sports bettor.
No?
Yeah, I know. I mean, like,
Neither am I.
The fascination.
I go $5 or $10 at a time just to make it interesting, but I don't do, like, unless fantasy football, I do some big stuff. But the day-to-day stuff, it's just $5 or $10 at a time.
I do fantasy football, but I do the non-pay, like, it's just for fun.
I think the only time I really get somewhat involved with that is, I'll fill out brackets in March Madness.
Okay, I respect that.
I think that's the only thing I really
As long as you're
do.
Not
I'd
Rick Neuheisel,
so
you'll be okay.
What's that?
As long as you're not Rick Neuheisel, you'd be okay. You might not remember. He was the head coach at Washington and got kicked out of college football for a while because he was caught he and his coaching staff were doing an NCAA basketball tournament pool, which was illegal at that point
in time
for college football coaches. And he lost a job at Washington, mostly because I think they wanted him gone anyway, but it's kind of how that worked. Yeah. So, see? There you go. What else do we have? Oh, Copeland. He's copacetic with you, Grace. His wife and he have Jeeps with interchangeable keys, Jeep Cherokee. Get it?
Got it.
Copeland's back.
Yeah, it's good to see him.
Come on, Cope. Come on, man. What are we doing?
I don't know. Yeah, the biggest. I had two big takeaways though before we get going and finish up here in a few minutes. Going back to the Panthers game, as it occurs to me, like I am not a big complaint about the referees guy. I think over the course of a season, calls tend to even out for a lot of teams, and I don't genuinely buy into the we never get a call because nobody likes us, because I hear that in every market that I've ever been to. Everybody thinks that their team gets the shaft. But I thought Carolina got the shaft against Green Bay, having said all that, Grace.
Yeah, you play four quarters, and it shouldn't, if you were good enough to win that football game, it shouldn't come down to those little plays. But I definitely did feel like there were some questionable calls on Sunday. And I mean, the point is that nobody respects the Panthers in the league right now, where they're not going to get those little tiny calls. Like that's just, it stinks, but that's just kind of the way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in a moment, we will finish up strong. And Flounder, we got a call. I know he's listening because he's texted in, and I'll give that to you in a minute.
Oh, okay.
But I got a big question I got to ask Kyle Bailey. Can we call him up in a minute?
Yeah, we can. We can give him a ring. I mean,
all right.
It is early in the morning, so I mean,
we get busy and we stay busy.
Possibly.
Oh, so, okay. You heard those commercials, right, Grace?
Yes, they are incredible. Oh my gosh,
man. hey,
you guys use them well throughout the day too.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's you know, I mean,
my wife and I have.
We
a lot
know.
Of sex.
We know.
We know.
We got
Kyle.
It.
It's okay.
Okay.
We understand. It's good. All right. Coming up in a moment, more nonsense on a midweek holiday week show. A little special edition of Charlotte Sports Today. Colin Hogger is going to be coming up next to continue it. But Grace Grill and I are in here for a few more minutes here on Sports Radio 92.7 WFNZ.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Clinic. They're sponsoring the text line right now, and we got a couple of those incoming right now. Steve Carolina Cat says, on a drive that ends with a field goal that ends up being the game winner, this is a pivotal missed call. He's talking about the last call where Green Bay ended up getting a catch near the sideline, I believe is the one. Is that the one he's talking about? I'm trying to figure out which one he's talking about.
He's talking about the Romeo Doubs catch.
Yes,
that wasn't a catch.
Yes,
but they gave
it to him. Better NFL. That's what I thought, but I couldn't. The picture that he sent came in so little, so microscopic on the text line.
So you got that play, and then you have the roughing the passer in the first half on YGM.
That also
gave them 3 points. That was a third down play. They would have been off the field. They would have had to punt. So they got 6 points based on calls that were pretty questionable.
Yeah, that's the one that bothered me the most.
I thought the hit, that one was the worst one.
I mean, there was zero contact to his head.
The catch at first glance, like, you needed replay for that. Because at first glance, I was like, I feel like he caught that. And the only reason I questioned it was because my eyes went to Adam Thielen, who was losing his ever-loving mind on the sidelines. And I was like, okay, maybe that wasn't a catch because it was right in front of him. But the hit was, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Also, there was a questionable non-call on a pass interference late in that game that bothered me quite a bit, too. But anyway, Kyle Bailey joining us now on the Bodyworks Plus guest hotline. And Kyle, I know that you had texted in earlier today. We appreciate that you're watching cartoons and listening to us at the same time with your young son. That's all good and well. I'm just curious, though. You're on vacation, and yet Grace can still get you to come on her show for an hour? How's that work?
Well, here's the thing. It's not that great. Look, I like Grace. Grace didn't necessarily pull the strings, though. Christian Audi made the phone call, and I owe Audi a favor. So, I'm having a great time. And I'm watching Bluey. I'm listening to you guys. So life couldn't be any better. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So what did we take anything from that Carolina near miss against Green Bay moving forward, or is it just playing out the string still?
Oh, it's all about Bryce, right? I mean, I think wins are nice. We want to see wins, and I felt like they were robbed of an opportunity late to tie the game up and possibly win it in overtime. That's as far as I can go with that. But I think at this point, we all know there's a new offensive staff coming, possibly an entirely new staff coming, and so it's mostly encouraging to see Bryce continue to stick in there, play hard, get better, and finally had the best game of the season on Sunday. So it was on Christmas Eve, and I guess the hope was the best gift he could have given anybody in this region.
Absolutely. I thought that was the biggest thing, is that there was a hope that I don't think fans have felt yet this season. Kyle, do you think that they can, I won't say win out, but do you think they have another win in them this season with only two left?
Yeah, I do, especially Sunday if Lawrence doesn't play. I mean, Jacksonville's spiraling right now. But, yeah, I think they can absolutely win at least one of the next two. I think they're still motivated. They're playing for each other. They're playing for Bryce Young. I think Chris Stabers brought the right attitude into the locker room. It's simply about – it was the message that he told us that day at the press conference, and I asked him about this. He said, look, it behooves all of us to continue to act like professionals. We are pros. Everybody's playing for roster spots. You're still, at the end of the day, always auditioning for other jobs on other teams. So I think they're going to play hard. I think they have a lot of incentive, too. And I don't think – obviously, we can't guarantee a win, but I absolutely think one of the next two is gettable.
Did you get what you wanted for Christmas?
Heck, yes, I did. I got a little time off. I got to spend some time with the kids. I got to see my kids on Christmas morning, really for the first time. Like, we had them both last year, but – my son was still like an infant, and my daughter still didn't quite grasp the concept. And now they're both obsessed with Christmas, and we got to watch them open their gifts. And you know, I'm grateful for the things that I got, but the best thing of all was watching them be able to walk down the stairs and see the Christmas tree and the gifts for the first time and go nuts ripping open that paper. So
was the kitchen set a hit?
Oh my God, they're playing on it right now. My mom, who is the king, queen, I should say, of getting stuff that I'm going to break my ankles on. She acts coy, like she doesn't do it on purpose. Like I don't beg her to please stop taking up all of my floor space with toys. So my wife gets them this awesome kitchen set. They're in love with it, and they have pizzas and birthday cakes and all sorts. So my daughter is cooking me everything imaginable. My son doesn't quite know what's happening. He just knows it's kind of fake food. So he's gnawing on it and smiling at the same time. So it was a great Christmas. The kitchen set, shout out to my wife. She nailed that one.
Nice
job. Oh, by the
way,
Jeff, I don't know if you did this or not, but so all the other presents were basically from Santa, but we took credit for the kitchen. So we wanted them to know mom and dad got them the thing that they love the most.
Well, that's always the delicate balancing act. You want Santa to be good with them, but you want them to remember what mom and dad got you.
Exactly. So, thanks to my lovely wife, I think Christmas has been thoroughly crushed this year.
I dig it, man. Well, we'll be listening for you tomorrow. You'll be back tomorrow for your show?
Better believe it. Yes, sir.
So you can hang out with Grace on her show, but I got to wait for tomorrow to get you back full time.
Well, right? you were the one that told me, Jeff, that I don't use my vacation day, so I needed to burn them.
Oh.
Hey, he's with Mike Lissette tonight. Tune in tonight on Charlotte Sports Live. He's got Mike Lissette, not me.
You're back. I see how that goes now. Second place in my own shop. That's how that goes.
No. You told me to burn the day. Don't forget that.
Have a good one, Kyle. We'll talk to you soon.
Later, guys. Have fun.
See you,
That's
Kyle.
The thing you'll discover about me in radio. I never miss an opportunity to hammer on people for anything, and myself included. Like they figured out that I'm fair game. Also,
Mac made a comment to me at the Panthers game on Sunday because we had Kyle on. I think that Friday, and I opened up the show, and I was just like, I'm slightly disappointed that you didn't show up in overalls because that's what I was expecting. And Mac made a comment, was like, did you seriously chirp him on the air? And I said, yeah, but it's all in love. I didn't mean that as like a chirp. I said, that's him. I was like, come on. So we need, he said he has his, I said, you need like your nice overalls. And he said, yeah, my church overalls. I got a pair of those.
Oh man.
So you thought he was Paul Bunyan.
Isn't that his, like, that's his...
We think he's Paul Bunyan,
That's
too.
His thing. He, yeah.
He's going to go chop wood for the fireplace after...
his
after
wife is laughing hard somewhere stuff. Right now.
Hey, that's a... He just looks like he could get stuff done. It's like guys that drive pickup trucks. It's like, you know what? That's just... We know that they can get stuff done.
Do I look like somebody that could get something done?
Do you drive a pickup truck?
I do, but it's a rental.
Are you thinking
so,
about making
so what
it
does
permanent?
That mean? Does that mean
Are you thinking
kinda?
About making it permanent?
It means you're trying.
Okay, hey, there we go.
Maybe you should trade
do you
your
have a
car
rubber duck in your
pickup?
Window?
I do not. I do not. I need one.
Evan
I think
drives
that's just a
pickup,
Jeep thing.
He?
Yeah.
Evan drives a pickup, doesn't he?
Smoke? No.
No,
he doesn't drive a pickup.
Okay. No. I thought I saw somebody else in a pickup, maybe.
Josh.
It's like the song, Pickup.
Yeah,
man.
I know Josh Fitty, got one.
Fitty got one.
Josh was kind enough to take me to the airport one time.
Oh, there you go.
It was one of those deals. I got an Uber, and then the Uber canceled last minute, and it was getting close. And Josh was like, "I'll take it."
He
was.
Oh, there we go. There he is, right there. Oh, there we go.
So that's what's going on. Grace, great job today. Thanks for coming in, man. I appreciate you want to do it the rest of the week too. You have enough fun to come back?
Hey, if you guys are bringing me back, then I guess I did okay.
I like you did more than okay. You carried me for 2 hours. You're probably going to go home tired now. Now we got you got your regular show coming up tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm off tonight, so I'm actually going to go enjoy the Duke's Mayo Bowl and see North Carolina try to pull one out against West Virginia and see what Mac Brown can do with this, whatever this offense is going to look like. He told us yesterday, he goes, I don't know what it's going to look like. I was like, okay, good. Neither do we, so we're going to figure it out.
Are you going to go big time and go sit in like in a luxury suite, or how's that going to work?
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm not of that status. I'm just gonna hang out in the press box, I guess.
I think you could probably sit about anywhere you wanted to in this game. You'd be okay.
I need to make some friends, I guess.
Yeah, I know. And Flounder, will be expecting a complete report on the game from you tomorrow, because I know you're going to head over there with Josh, right?
No, we are not
what?
Credentialed. Nope.
Get out of here.
Yes, no, we're...
So your team is... You guys do the Hilltop blog.
Yeah, it checks out, yeah.
Your team is playing across the street from where you're going to be broadcasting.
Yeah, you got that
literally
right. Yep.
Across the street.
Yeah, that's it, yep.
And they didn't credential you?
That is indeed correct.
Wow.
Mm.
You couldn't get credentials from WFNZ even?
No.
Wow.
Nah.
Who did you tick off?
Probably Mac Brown. Mac Brown. I've questioned if he's still the guy. So, yeah, maybe that's what it is. It's all good. I'm not hurt.
If they win tonight?
Yeah.
Is he the guy? Do you give that to him?
I don't know, man. The way they faded down the stretch the last 2 years, I've wondered if he's
it's hard not
losing
to like
a
him,
step.
Though.
Oh, I love
he's
the man.
He's like that sweet old man. I'm just
love
like,
the man. Question if he's still the guy that can motivate teams to win at a high level in college football. That's what I'm saying.
There was a terrific piece in The Athletic talking about Mac Brown and the quarterbacks that he's been able to recruit and bring in, and some of the high-profile receivers that he's been able to recruit and bring in, and guys that go on to the NFL. But for all the talent that he's been able to bring in over the last decade or so, and
here we go.
You talk about Mitch Trubisky, you talk about Sam Howell, you talk about Drake May, and certainly Josh Downs, and maybe even Tez Walker, and guys like that. And
just
even Hampton,
kicking me. Yep.
But they haven't been able to translate that into conference championships and big bowl wins.
I feel like I've been kneed in the stomach.
But that's kind of the state of where we're at. That's what's going on. And so, do you like Mac the recruiter, not Mac the head coach at this point?
Yes, that is 100% true.
I don't know. Grace, we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Have fun at the game tonight, and we'll get a report from you. At least you'll be there.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're the best. All right. Coming up next, Colin Hoggard with more Charlotte Sports Today. We'll be back again tomorrow morning in a special time, 8 o'clock, and Mac and Bone have the week off. Kai will be off today, but we have Josh and Anthony down at the doghouse getting you ready to go for North Carolina and West Virginia. We'll talk to you all later here on Sports Radio 92.7 WFNZ.